Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking today about the tragedy that you just went through and how our hearts go out to you. But also we're going to talk to you about, it's not enough to know this happened. Why did it happen? What's going on? We're going to be talking about prophecy and things that have been said in that county, in that direction. We're going to be playing it for you, being able to see videos of the prophecies that were spoken before the county commission down in that. That's just, today's going to be a day of not only knowing, okay, we know this thing happened, but why has it happened? What is going on? And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I was spending time with the Lord this morning, and we're always saying, God, here we are, you know, whatever you want. And because there's so much going on, and right now one of the strategies of the adversary is to fill your head with so much data that you can't make sense of it. So the thing you have to do is like, dear God, you know, what do I need to know about all this information? And just kind of skim over the top of it or just go into one particular area. And the Lord laid on my heart to be able to talk to you about what was prophesied in that county June the 10th, 2013, right?
Yeah.
2013. And we'll be showing you, we'll actually show you the prophecy that was given. It was given, and the reason why it was given, because that's what the Lord wanted it to be given, but also it was given on record. It's very important to understand when you go back and look at a society or a culture, you go back and look and dig through their records. You know, they have a good record-keeping culture and that type of thing. Well, everything that happens at, for example, a county commissioner meeting in your county or your city council, that's all documented. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens is documented. And we're going to be talking to you about a prophecy that was given. We're actually going to show it to you today to be able to kind of make sense, you know, because what I would like to see is this never again.
Right. Yeah.
You know, God, if you're getting our attention, and that's what Brett, you know, from Brett Holderbaum up in Denver says, you know, God's wanting our attention. And we're saying, yes, sir.
And he knows how to get it.
And he knows how to get our attention.
No doubt.
And understand that nothing sneaks past God. Nothing sneaks past God. And don't let anybody tell you, and especially your insurance companies, that tell you that these things don't happen because God allows them. Because in the insurance policies themselves, it says that you are covered or not covered for acts of God. Mm. And you pay premiums on that lie where somebody says that God does not allow this. But the Word of God, I mean, understand, it's just in the Word of God. We don't have a lot of time to go there, but you can go and hear some of the things that we've talked about that. God does speak. He does speak. EZ12.org. He speaks very clearly. So I'll be talking today, and we'll be talking about the disaster that just hit the Escambia County area, Pensacola, Florida area, the Gulf Coast area, but primarily according to Governor Scott, who you'll be seeing, he said specifically that Pensacola was the worst area that was hit. And so in the context of that he said very specifically that that Pensacola was the worst hit area. It was the worst hit area. And it was tragic. The only thing I can compare it to is hurricanes. And we have quite a few of those to compare it to. We have wind, water, and surge. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things that happen during hurricanes. And we had lots of water. As a matter of fact, I heard Christian Garman, he is the local television newscaster for WER-TV in Pensacola, say that, you know, we had 50 inches of rain since January to this day. And he said that as much rain that fell during that 24-hour period is as much rain as we normally have between January and this time of the year, which is 4 months of rain fell in 24 days.
Wow.
Wow.
This is very important because understand that means flood, because I'm going to be talking about some prophecies about that. And John's going to confirm because I specifically talked about an ark.
Yeah.
I just specifically talked about it. And his home was almost an ark, but his home floated. I mean, it stayed. And God, it was amazing some things that happened there. But understand this, that we need to make meaning of this. You know, what is this? And understand, despite what anybody says, God speaks. God loves you. God's involved in the affairs of your life. Acts chapter 17, he said he designed all this. He picked the times and the seasons that you live in for one thing, to see if you would reach out and you would touch him, though he's not far from you. And so God's here. The question is, are we going to acknowledge him in all this? God, what are you saying? What happened in the context of this? Because the truth is, you know, if you look at the nation of America, we've been in rebellion.
Yeah.
The church has been in rebellion. We haven't been following God fully. And we're complaining at the world for not being godly when we ourselves mm-hmm. are not walking in a way that is worthy of the call that's on our life. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. I mean, think about that. That means that if we want our land to change, we want our climate to change. And we've been taught right before the four blood moons began, we began to play the John Paul Jackson Perfect Storm Prophecy. You can go back and watch it on VFN TV. You can go to VFNTV.com. You watch it in Christian Television Network. We've been making it available to you. And these things are happening. But very specifically, the things that just happened on the Gulf Coast, we're going to talk to you about that and specifically. But also, in addition to that, we're going to talk to you about just this morning, the Escambia County Jail had an explosion, and the reports are that there's over 100 injuries and 2 deaths in the context of that. And this is connected to the 2012 prophecy mm-hmm. because when I talked about constitutional officers going to make demands from you, mm-hmm. within a short period of time, there was demands made of the commissioners, and they stood and they did what they had to do because there was no money available. They did not overtax the communities down there. Right. And with that, of course, the ramifications leads us to today with what happened with the jail. It's all connected. Every mm-hmm. bit of it's connected. And so we're going to try over the next few programs to talk about it. So make sure you catch them. It's programs back to back. We're going to continue this conversation, and you don't want to miss one of them. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to know what's going on, that God is involved in our affairs? And realize that anybody says that God doesn't speak is what it is. They're not wanting God to speak over their situation because they don't want God to change their plans. Mm. But God's got some plans, and we just got to pay attention to those plans. Well, let's just start, first of all, by saying, you know, right up front that our hearts go out to all the ones that have lost their homes, the ones that have lost their family members in the storms that just happened, and the explosion just happened in the Escambia County Jail. Mm-hmm. We want to say that that we mourned for this before it even happened. Literally went through a whole season of mourning going, this is going to be terrific, this is going to be tragic. And the county commission in that county down there, in that county, they can vouch for it. They saw me going through those emotions as I was talking to them about it. And former county commissioners, now they're not there as well, and former before that.
Right.
And I was just like, you know, come on, we've got to turn. You know, this is, you know, and you feel like you don't do a good enough job about it. But I know this last time I spoke in June 10th of 2013, that Doris Harris, the county clerk, she made it clear. She made it clear. She began to walk around through the entire dais where all the commissioners are sitting on that high bench area. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, he's going to prophesy. He's going to prophesy. I mean, she set the scene. And this time, because we redirected from Texas to Pensacola, because the voice of the Lord put us in Pensacola. And so I said, well, okay, you know, this is it. And but I was waiting for an invitation, and we're going to talk about that. You got the video ready for that to go? I'm going to be able to play this video for the county commission.
Yeah, I have that.
But, and so what happened was, you know, 12 months ago, almost today, because it was June the 10th, and of course, this is still May, mm-hmm. May 1st. Actually, it's a little 11 months. That's 11 yeah. months. And but God was speaking to me during that time, and I went right before that, and it's showing me that, you know, these things are going to escalate. They're going to build. There's going to be these different storms. And I said, well, Lord, if you're calling me back to Pensacola, you know, I want to no holds bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to just let it rip, because Pensacola is the first settlement of America. Reportedly, from what I'm understanding, is the first place that a Jew set foot in America. Thirdly, it is the womb of America that I'm being told. And it's a hub. It was a hub area for the nation. Mm-hmm. And that's specifically what he called us to do, to plant the VFN Dream Center, Apostolic right. Hub, an outpost, you know, for what God's going to be doing. There's a lot of different outposts going on. And as we did that, I said, well, Lord, you know, if in fact you want me to do this, I never have gone myself. I was always invited.
Yeah.
I said, if you invite me, then I will go. Next thing you know, I'm sitting with the governor signing the Born Alive bill. Pat and I are there.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Stephen Berry comes over to where I was sitting and asked me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is it. It's on.
It's coming.
It's on. And it's sort of like that guy in Duck Dynasty. What did he say?
It's on like Donkey Kong.
And so, you know, I showed up and I just shared my heart. But I first reviewed because I felt like maybe I didn't do a good enough job. I didn't explain it well. And it's really difficult to deliver words that are so dramatic. And you just want to be, there's so many, you know, pillow prophets. I got a name for it now. Brother Kilpatrick, David Wilkerson, they call it pillow prophets, you know. And they pillow prophets make true prophets or prophets who are hearing from the Lord, makes them look really bad because they're going like, okay, but I know it's thundering and lightning right now. And I have to tell you, this is the reason why it's thundering and lightning, but they said everything's going to be good for you, Ahab. Anyway, so, and of course, you know, true authority who doesn't want to hear from God, like Ahab, for example, they hate true prophets. They hate prophets that just try to hear from the Lord, try to deliver. But understand, you know, like Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel, you don't have a choice. You know, if you want to save your life, you have to tell.
Right.
You have to warn. You have to let them know. And I believe it was Ezekiel 33. He says, their blood will be on your hands. And I know, I mean, you guys are my witness and others are my witness that, you know, I've just been driven, you know, to make sure that no blood is on my hand. But not only that, but also to let you know that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. And all this other stuff that people have been telling you and what they've been selling you, a bill of goods. Listen, God's still on his throne. He's involved and he wants you to turn back to him. You alone, I don't care if nobody turns back. Mm-hmm. He wants you to turn back to him. And listen, he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He will speak to you through his word. Get rightly related to those that are hearing from the Lord that's going to speak into your life. And I'm telling you, it's time to shift to where the voice of the Lord is poured out. And it's also time for those that have been lingering and those that have been just trying to find out, you know, what's in it for me and what am I going to get? You better follow God. You got to have to follow God. Listen, you know, we're on the front lines across this nation. There's men and women who said, we're going to be on the front lines. And you're sitting back there counting your strength. You're counting your strong men. You're counting your dollars. You're counting your nickels. You're counting your loss. But I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, you need to rise up and you need to go where God's called you to go because we have some things we got to do. So we got to be about the Father's business. We are talking about a prophecy that was given to understand. A prophecy is this: God's sharing with us what our future is, no matter what it is, and we're just repeating, you know, what God has said. And the first thing that we want you to see is the actual footage taken, and it's not as high quality, but it's what's taken to be, because the whole thing was being on record for the word. And in this, you'll notice that Commissioner Barry is the one that they default to him to say, who are you bringing? And he says he's bringing Greg Lancaster. Understand, he was the one that invited. And of course, as I said earlier, I'm going to wait for you to invite. But understand this, that on this commission board was a county administrator, George Tuart, and Doris Harris, the county clerk, and both of them know that the Lord has spoken through me. As a matter of fact, and you'll hear me possibly say, and the county administrator said, you didn't have a dream, did you? And he's the one that followed me out of the courthouse when I was talking about the coming financial crisis storm that was coming. But let's just try to make sense of this. Let's listen to this prophetic word that was given for the whole world now to see what was taking place and understand that if we listen to God, if we listen to God, and it's important not just say, yeah, that was a prophecy. It's like, what did we do when God spoke? What did we do with that? Did we humble ourselves? Did we understand we need to get wisdom from on high? Or did we just keep about and say, yeah, that was cute. That was right. That was pretty accurate. Instead of saying, dear God,
right.
You know, and if you've lost your house, if you lost a loved one and all that, you know, you're experiencing great tragedy, but understand others need to connect and empathize with your pain because this is all of our destinies. If we don't awaken to this, but listen, this is me speaking to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners on record. Doris Harris, the county clerk, had just gone back and forth saying he's going to prophesy. He's going to prophesy June 10th, 2013. Listen up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our county commission meeting for today, June 10th, 2013. Please turn your cell phones to the off, silence, or vibrate position. The county commission allows any person to speak regarding any item on the agenda. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise determined by the chairman to allow for the sufficient time necessary for all speakers. We'll start with our invocation with Commissioner Barry, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Grover Robinson. Mr. Berry.
Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Greg Lancaster to come up to the podium and start tonight's business?
Lord, laid on my heart to be able to share a word. I shared here before with Doris was here. I think a couple of commissioners were here. And for 10 years, we had a prophecy here in the city, the father-son camping trip. So we could carry the fatherless out to the wilderness. In the middle of that particular camping trip, Commissioner Robinson was there helping us out during that time as well. We came down here to speak to the county commissioners at that time and share with them what was going on. And 70 leaders were there at that meeting when we were preparing to take these 1,000-plus boys in the wilderness. And four of the county commissioners said nothing. And one county commissioner said, this is good. And within a few months, all the county commissioners were removed except for one there. And it's like, my goodness, you guys, your position is so important in the eyes of God as leaders in the city. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your stand right there. And then, Lord, I got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm, and I talked about the coming storm that was going to be coming. We talked about hurricane storms, but it was actually the financial storm that Alan Greenspan talked about. And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come, and where's Commissioner Berry asked me to come, and I said, this is it, I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's hearts to give you that kind of wisdom. Things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen. Father God, I thank you for each of the leaders that have given their lives to lead, God. I thank you for their willingness to spend endless hours making sure that our county is safe, that each of us have an equal opportunity in the city, that our economy and our jobs happen here. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the grace that's upon this city. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would spare Escambia County for what's about to possibly happen in the United States. I pray that you would put a spirit of unity on each of the commissioners to work together. Other constitutional officers, Father God, that have to work with the commissioners, that they would listen and they would work together, Father God. We just ask you for grace on this city, Lord. And you show me there's hope and there's good things coming, but we're about to go through something, God. And I just pray for that grace to be able to go through and to protect all the citizens, God. And I just pray this crime would come down in our city. This crime would just leave this city, Father God, and our people would be safe. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sons and daughters. We'll be safe in this city, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm telling you, that was delivered on June the 10th, 2013, and it's less than 11 months later, and we've seen such tragedy that has taken place, but now it has escalated, just like what the Lord was laying on my heart that was going to happen. And we're doing our best. I'm doing my best to prophesy. You know, we prophesy in part and we know in part. But when I was mentioning constitutional officers, God was giving me a specific constitutional officer at that particular time. And within 7 days, that constitutional officer came in and made demands of the commission that they just couldn't do at that particular time. And they didn't. And the result of that was the loss of the Escambia County Jail. The jail ended up put back up under the county commissioners because of those demands that were being made. They didn't say, we want it. But the particular sheriff of that day just said fine, and he just and today we've lost two people this morning that died in the Escambia County Jail. Over 100, maybe 150 are injured with explosions, floods, and just tragedy. And we've got to listen to God. Because God is speaking. And I'm going to be talking about. And you can see right now. I'm sure some videos I'm talking. In our next program, you got to catch it because we're going to continue talking about all this. There's so much to talk about. You get the volume down on that if you would. But I mean, the tragedies that are taking place. This is, you're looking at video of roads that had turned into rapids, literally rapids, right after I prophesied about a flood that was coming and about an ark and provision and wisdom. And God's given us wisdom to be able to make it through these times. Understand, God's folks don't skip over problems. God carries them through problems. You'll be seeing just washed out roads and businesses underwater. I mean, this is some of the reporters on their local radio station. I believe it's called Talk 1620 or something of that nature. They're on the radio going, this is of biblical proportions. This is historical damage that's taking place. And also, I think you'll see, too, the governor, Governor Scott, Florida, speaking about how this, out of all the places hit, that Pensacola was the worst. Let's see if you can hear that.
About is all those families being evacuated, and then how do they get their life back to order? I mean, how do they, you know, their homes, I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, mm-hmm. and areas never flooded before.
Okay, that's good. The part that you missed about that is where he said Pensacola was the worst. It was the worst hit area. When it comes to compliments of, you can get that at WERTV3, the entire video there. And what he said specifically, where people were being evacuated from places they'd never been evacuated before, from attics. And they were trying to figure out, you know, how to wrap our brains around this. You couldn't mm-hmm. go anywhere. The entire, and you remember, if you go back and remember, I'll make this a related link, this is going to be a physical battle. And as soon as I said that, the entire county was hit mm-hmm. at that point. Internets go down, power goes down, and you can hear that. But also understand this, that everything stopped. Law enforcement couldn't move. Emergency couldn't. It just amazing. Everything stopped and everybody was stranded. Just like what happened when these things, these floods and these things come in. Understand that God has spoken about this, but he's just saying, listen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and God will heal our land. Understand this, that God is a loving God. God has plans for us, but it requires us to respond to him. Make sure you catch our next program. We're going to be talking more details of what's taking place and what the Lord has said. We were talking about what's taking place with the tragedy that just took place in Pensacola, Florida, Escambia County, in the Gulf Coast region, and trying to make sense of it and looking back at a prophecy that was given in public in December or January, June the 10th of 2013, right. Less than 11 months later, there's so many things that took place during that time. And I remember specifically, we're going to be showing that to you, but I have a sealed prophecy. Do you want to have a sealed prophecy?
You sure do.
It's a sealed prophecy that I wanted to be able to give to a specific individual, but they wouldn't even receive any. And you have to understand, you got to receive what God is saying, that that our only agenda is God.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's just God. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I was sharing that agenda was because one of the most specific, important folks, you know, in America for what is happening and what is going to happen, because there's some things we'll be talking about that's going to be happening, is when you think about it, your governor is a very important person because, you know, your federal government's not going to be able to come in and help during the things that are coming to, they're just going to be overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the things that are happening. But also then you go all the way down to your county commissioners or your local government and your sheriffs. And your sheriff has constitutional power to be able to do things. It's just basically the sheriff and then the governor kind of. That's why it takes the governor to remove a sheriff in that type of situation. And I was delivering a prophetic word. And I had it all sealed up and I wanted to just to give it because I knew whoever the next sheriff was going to be, they were going to be the sheriff during all this that's going on now. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
That's exactly it. And because they're going to be governor during this four blood moon period and all these things that God has shown me is going to take place. And I thought, man, we just need to find out, you know, who's going to be that person that's going to be during this tragic time, you know. Another tragic time has hit. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it hit right after that conversation. Remember, right after that conversation. Sure. And I had to have a sealed prophecy because it just wasn't received. Nothing I said was received.
No.
And that was my complete 100%. You know,
that's why we were there.
That was why we were there. Mm-hmm. And if it was received, it's like, boom, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
And so in the context of that right after that, a whole sweeping crime went all the way across the county. Mm-hmm. That was Escambia County that I'm talking about and went all the way across the county. Right. Remember all the mm-hmm. robberies that were taking place right. and The Escambia County Jail flooded right after that. Mm-hmm. Remember? Oh, every bit of that. Is this not accurate?
Yeah, that's what happened.
And we have all records of that. And we can, you can see that on the torch of EFNTV.com. Go to the torch. But understand, we're just saying, listen, God speaks. And so we're trying to make sense of all this. So we just had this biblical proportion flood that just took place. As much rain that normally happens in 4 months fell in 24 hours. In 24 hours. And just changed the whole landscape of Pensacola, Escambia County, and that region. We'll be showing you footage of that. But we're finding out, you know, first we'll talk about this prophecy. You know, and you heard the whole thing in an earlier program. You can see it. But we want to just share with you, June 10th of 2013, we're going to hear it. Are you ready to from that particular point?
Yeah,
June the 10th of 2013, that this was delivered. We're just going to just a piece of it. You can see the whole thing in an earlier program. But understand, listen to this part, because this is the part that God was laying on my heart. And this was the burden that was like, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen. And it's going to escalate too, by the way. But listen up.
That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen. And it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you. That God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
That's so important. Understand delivering prophecy, because within days, you may be able to see this on your screen. Within days, that's when the sheriff of that county, Sheriff David Morgan, came before the county commission and demanded $1.4 million or something like that dollars from a county who didn't have any money, and they couldn't give it. And at that point, the Escambia County Jail was under that sheriff.
Right.
And in that turmoil, against their will, the county commissioners had to take on that jail, which is under them anyway. And it's been I don't know all the details. I can tell you all that kind of part. Uh-huh. But either way, for years, it was ran up under the sheriff. And then all of a sudden, he just basically, it just looked like, you know, according to reports in the Pensacola News Journal, just said, take it.
Uh-huh.
And now we have two deaths, two floods, and we have an explosion taking place at the Escambia County Jail just this morning. And it's like, we've got to listen to God, because that was the sheriff that I was prophesying to. Mm-hmm. That was the commission that I was prophesying to. When you saw me scratching my head and say constitutional officer, you know, that's what it was. God was speaking to me about. But I was like, I couldn't speak it because of not being received, you know, because it has nothing to do about individuals. Like, this is about the people of the county. This is about the people of America. This is not about political leaders. It's not about politics. And it's not about people who are in office. Mm-hmm. It's about God, who's one nation under God. And it's like God's speaking. We got to pay attention. None of us are perfect. None of us hears clearly. We all make mistakes. It has nothing to do with that. But it's about, listen, we've got to care about people. Mm-hmm. We got to care about the people in the context of this. And so here we are. These things are taking place. And I want you to begin to see some of these pictures. As a matter of fact, I first want you to see. So all of a sudden, in 24 hours, in 24 hours time period, 4 months worth of rain fell right on top of Escambia County. And as a matter of fact, is it ready? Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the weather pattern that was there, and
it's your arrow.
Okay. Then the you can see the weather. There's some of the floods that took place. This is within 24 hours. Notice this. Mm. This is a business that's flooded out. This is within, after the prophecy went forth, this is less than 11 months later after context of that. You know, cars being flooded out, car dealers being flooded out, another business being flooded out. You know, some of these pictures are coming off of Facebook, and those, I mean, Facebook community is actually a better reporter sometimes than us and people that are in the media, and that's where people are getting their footage from. Eric Hovind actually gave this footage right here when he went out to take, he rode his bicycle out down there from Creation Ministries.
Oh, wow.
And you're looking at, this is over in Alabama. That's comes from Karen Kilpatrick when she was taking that over there. This is a local business. Can you make the name of that business on there?
I can't. Looks like that in Brent area.
And this is Roberts. Roberts was part of the prophecy of the Malachi Mandate. He and his son set up the tents and all. And but he's taking them. Look at the footage of the water that's suddenly, and this is of biblical proportions.
That was an SUV too.
And that was an SUV. And so you're looking at the flood. This is all over the region. All over the region, you're looking at in the background, you see the Pensacola Civic Center. You see housing projects, Aragon Court. And remember, I told you, remember the word of Aragon Court, because that used to be a place where people lived that were being helped because they're in times of trouble. My concern was
income-based type housing.
Yeah, yeah. People that were helping them out. And so we just kind of scraped that off and put that there. And
million-dollar homes.
Yeah, million-dollar homes and all. And these are some of those homes flooded out. This is other stores. This is 48 hours. Actually, less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
This is 4 months worth of rain.
That's the Burger King. Yeah.
And how? That's the Burger King. Burger King right there, maybe. Okay, then.
It's in there.
You're seeing some footage here, and some of these pictures are compliments of Facebook. Some of them are the local media, but you'll be able to find out their sources for each of them. Just amazing. All over. It's in some of the words that was given. Some of the storms, the tornadoes that hit just west of Escambia County, where the loss of life was made. That is a Burger King in the background right there. That was a McDonald's right there. It looks like a ship in the ocean there. You're looking at right close. I believe this may be, I don't know where that is in the context of it, but this is the same county. You're seeing pictures come up. And I just want to tell you, this is somebody in a canoe, in their house, in Gulf Breeze, and understand this is what the Lord was saying.
Wow.
How can we not say that God does speak? How can we not say that? You know, that God can prevent future disaster. He can protect us.
Sure can.
He's God. He is God, and above him there's none other. Understand, he does. Who is this that the wind and the waves obey? That's what the disciples said. God, that's who it is. So look at this. We got some more, as you're seeing here, floods that have taken place. And this is, and you heard what I said, and we want to play it again so you can hear it after this to make sure you're hearing the context. And this is after the floods.
Yeah, that's my room.
Yeah. Succeeded right there. That's actually after the tragedy, right?
Yeah, after the river, basically, of water that came down. That's the next day. That's actually, it's later on in the day where it dried up and they got the water to stop. But that road is completely, completely covered. Houses have collapsed, foundation, bricks removed, trucks.
It was a rapid. It was a river.
It was a rapid.
I think you may have it.
Yeah, well, we do have it.
Yeah, it's in there.
It'll be available.
And okay, there you go, looking at here. That's also the same neighborhood. That's what happened.
A piece of the house has fallen off.
You can't sit on that side, but it's completely off, and that empties out into
You see it right here. You see the foundation's missing. I guess the driveway's washed away here. Okay. That was the night skies were filled with over 70,000 plus lightning strikes.
70? Oh, wow.
Over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. And God kept the region. Remember, I was praying, dear God, protect us from what's ahead.
Yeah. One report was, since people didn't have any power, they said, well, we really didn't need to see at night because it was a consistent lightning the entire night.
The fish just coming up in people's yards. Tragedies.
Oh, wow.
This is the bridge, Bay Bridge.
Yeah, looks like a slide or a slide.
Yeah, that is a auto parts store off of Highway 29 or Pace Boulevard. That is someone's house up to the doorknob. That's actually compliments of Sharon Marsh and her home. That's the Marsh's home again, because their home was destroyed. Our prayers go out to you guys. more just sinkholes, turmoil, tragedy. I mean, just kept on and kept on and kept on. And understand what you're seeing right here is someone that the Lord had spoke to, and that he listened to what the Lord had said. Mm. And the two places that God moved him from were underwater, but the place that he's in now, which is Peter, yeah, was totally dry. But yeah, he listened to the Lord, and this is what it looks like where he was.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
This is the place right here. It's another place, the second place. And then God immediately told him just recently, and he called Steve and he said, listen, we got to go to this next place. Yeah. And God
urgently
moved him.
He was like, we got to go. We got
to
go.
Urgent. And for Peter to be urgent. Yeah, good morning, Peter. That's God. God. Listen up. And just look what's taking place. And this is just, and this is so sad. Wow. A woman had drowned in her car on Highway 29 in Cantoma, Florida.
Oh, wow.
67. What if we listen to the Lord? What will he prevent in our futures? Because way worse is coming to America. Roads washed out. Just tragic, tragic things are taking place. We have more about this and trying to grab an understanding. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what the to do with the news that you know. I do want to share with you, ever since, you know, the county had made their selection for whoever was going to be the leaders, that we pray for our county commissioners by name. Mm-hmm. In that area. We have been having people around the United States pray for those commissioners by name. We've had people, once that area, Escambia County, chose who their sheriff would be, then we've been lifting that sheriff up, and which is David Morgan. We've been having the people from around the nation specifically praying for wisdom and everything that the
recorded
sheriff.
Recorded prayers, recorded.
Yeah, we actually have. How many recently you backed up that community? How many posts was it? The prayers, PFC? You've been thinking about that.
Oh, right? It was over 10,000.
Wow. Over 10,000. So we've been praying for the leaders.
Maybe 20,000.
It was 25, yeah. 20, 27, I think. But understand, thousands of prayers have gone out for each of these leaders. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, if Pensacola is the womb of the nation, if we get it right, whatever we do, I think it's going to be birthed in the nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about the Brownsville outpouring. I mean, God birthed to the nation an outpouring in Pensacola.
Longest running revival in history.
And so understand, but we can birth anything out of here. Mm-hmm. We birthed some bad things too. And so we've been praying for each of the leaders. So we're in no way speaking in a negative light. We're just saying what is. Mm-hmm. Just saying what is. And we're still praying. And we believe that you know, God has shown me very hopeful things. Mm-hmm. And when he's told us, he says, no, not Texas, which is a hub state. I want to plant the VFN Dream Center. And you can find out more at VFNDreamCenter.org. I want you to plant that in Pensacola. There was two things he said to me, and one of them was a very good thing of how things were going to turn even after these kind of things take place. And it's very hopeful with the leaders in the county that is in that county now that things are going to turn. We're going to hear from God, and we're going to respond what God's going to say. And as I prayed June 10th, 2013, and one of the reasons I need to say this too, the reason why, it was so urgent to speak was it's going to happen. God just called me from Texas to Pensacola in that context. And finally, the county administrator, George Tuart, had just been brought back, and he was still there now because they had actually fired him. Mm-hmm. They've removed him. You know, I personally believe we need to honor. We should have honored, you know, George Tuart, because George Tuart in that county and Sheriff Ron McNesby, beyond any shadow of a doubt, and I unashamedly say this, if they would not have taken the horns by the altar, the altar by the horns, during the great tragedy of Ivan when it hit Pensacola, those two men we owed a deep gratitude for. Despite all their offices, there are two citizens in our county that said, and the commissioners just said, listen, George, we're not going to vote on nothing. Bring us out of this thing. And I'm very thankful, Ms. Tuart, for your husband. And we just honor him for he and what Ron McNesby did for our community and bringing us out of tragedy. I mean, we were,
it was
blue roofed, whole damages and everything, mm-hmm. but it's because they cooperated. And I just have a debt of gratitude. And I got a chance to talk to George, you know, right before he had passed. But the reason why was he was on the board. So he was a witness that God speaks. And I said, he's there. You brought him back. And not only that, when I came in to the courthouse that day, George came down from the DS. He came down and he said, I wanted to let you to know that I'm cancer free. They just said I'm cancer free. And we were celebrating that.
Yeah.
And so he was a witness. He and Doris Harris, the county clerk, is a witness that who records what's going on, that God does speak. And the very first time he followed me when I prophesied about the second time, coming about the financial crisis and the storm that was going to hit back in the year that it was hitting, that he followed me out of the courthouse because he saw me walking out of the courthouse going, my goodness. Actually, it was August the 12th of that year because it was our anniversary. Don is my anniversary.
2007.
And I was like, this thing's going to hit. I was so sad. I walked out of the courthouse. I normally kind of wait and kind of ease my way out. And he followed me all the way out to the water fountain out of that new courthouse down there. And he said, is everything okay? And that's why I'm like, he knew. He knows God speaks. And he was a witness. And right after that, he put in his application to be a county administrator. And this whole spirit in the land just took a hold of a few folks and just, instead of just saying no, thank you, and just did the opposite and shamed his situation and removed him and took him off the list. We have a whole journey. Only 7 months later, he was to die. He was going to be with the Lord. I mean, that was it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, we should have honored him. Mm. And I had a chance to talk to him in December about how much I appreciated what he and Ron McNesby had done in that county. But understand this, that this prophecy was taking place. And we have to, you know, whatever leadership we have, if anybody, it's actually allowed to be given to men and women, and it's for a season, but you're still a citizen.
Right.
You know, it's a government by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. So we have to work together in the context of this because, you know, as a deputy for almost 10 years, I knew that how I enforced the law, I was going to have to be living next to the people that I was in. So yeah, I realized we're doing this thing together.
Right.
And so I just want to say we've been praying for leadership, and that's the reason why I wanted to be able to deliver that word, because George and Doris were witnesses, and they definitely totally confirmed it. And you can ask Doris today for it's true. And so this is the tragedy that came. As a matter of fact, you're looking right now, I think, at, well, I guess that's the second one right there, but you're looking at the flood coming down.
That's gas right there. That's actually oozing out of the
it's not
the
water. That's gas blowing up.
And that's Blue Springs. That's the water that's going right all the way down to the very end.
What's the name of that street there?
Blue Springs Drive.
Blue Springs Drive.
And it's just, this is horrific. This was shot by Chrissy McGraw, DJ's wife, and they were right there on the property.
Cheryl McGraw's son.
And this is just horrific. All of this water just went right through homes. It went right through, I mean, cars, flipped over trucks, broke foundations, knocked over sheds. I mean, just tore to pieces.
This is tragedy, by the way. It's not Cheryl McGraw, it's Cheryl. But in the context, this is happening now, and you're looking at, this is 4 months of rain falling in 48 hours, actually less than 48 hours. And it's like 30 inches of rain that would have to be, because it's 50 inches. It's, mm-hmm. 50, it's only normally only 20 inches by this time.
Right.
And it says 50, but you're also seeing here, this is the night is what it looked like. That same area that was happening, as you can see, just washing houses away. And we'll show you a few of those houses in a moment. But understand, I mean, you know, Noah prophesied about a coming flood. Everybody said, what are you doing? You're crazy. Mm-hmm. And they ended up on outside of the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. They ended up on outside of what God was saying, because God said, build an ark. And God gives us wisdom to get through a season. Don't buy into this peripheral religion that's not God, where they're saying, don't worry about it. As long as you said a prayer, God's going to get you through the thing. No, that's not true. The truth is God speaks, and he says, listen to what his spirit says to the churches. He's going to give us wisdom, because these days are going to be the greatest days the church has ever seen. You're going to begin to see some, the full church just rise to her place, and great unity happen, and all this, you know, idolatry and you know, self aggrandizement and whatever that stuff is. You know, it's going to stop, and it's going to be one kingdom, which Jesus is the Lord of. You know, we're going to begin to walk in unity. There's an army rising up that Rick Joyner prophesied about, and it's the third army, not the first two. And it's an army that just, not physical army for all those that are listening that think that way. I'm talking about a spiritual army that when we come into an area that's devastated, and we've seen this evidence of where we're walking, that when we walk into an area that's less than, when we show up, God makes it more than. And then when we leave it, it stays more than. And it's something very significant. So we're supposed to leave a blessing. We're supposed to be, when we show up at a place, then it should be better because we were there. People should feel better because we were there. Well, obviously, people that are held captive by the adversary or not. Mm-hmm. But look at this. You're looking at pictures here, too, I think, in just a moment, about what was taking place after those floods that had happened with the foundation. That just looking at, there you go. Okay, now this is actually right after that flood we just saw. And what was specific about it, you got to catch us in the next program because we're going to continue this conversation. But talk a word, the word, the Lord spoke the word ark, the ark. And what came within 2 days after that word, approximately 2 days, was a flood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about that because the ark, what it the ark really is the, it was a physical ark, but it's the wisdom of God how to get through the season that's going to change everything as you know it. So that you can be in the next season, so you can make impact for God and his kingdom in the next season. The problem is, if you don't hear the wisdom of God, you won't get in the ark, and you're not going to be a part of what God's going to be doing. Talking about the prophecy and the occurrence, what's taking place? We have escaped prisoners down there. We have explosions in jails. We have epic proportions of flooding and disaster. But, you know, we talked about this, and we're gonna begin to talk about it again. Reports are, even as we're speaking right now, prisoners have escaped from their jail. Prisoners have escaped from their jail in Escambia County Jail, the one that had the explosion down there. It's reported by the Pensacola News Journal. More deaths have taken place than just the two deaths going on. And understand that this was spoken about on June the 10th of 2013. And God speaks. He lets us know beforehand what's going to take place. And understand, this is just a piece of a huge puzzle of what God's being, what God's been saying. But understand this, that we need to listen to what God's saying. We need to pray for those that have gone through such tragedy. We need to pray for the families that lost loved ones in the community in that area, in the area of Escambia County, but also the ones that have lost loved ones in the Escambia County Jail. There's been deaths this morning in the Escambia County Jail. And understand, if we listen to the Lord, if we listen to what God says, then he will protect us. He will give us wisdom. And we have to really pay attention to him and what he's saying. God does speak. EZ12.org. Understand that the Lord speaks, and he has been speaking. But before we begin to talk, understand, we'll be talking about escaped prisoners that that have escaped during this morning hours, and it's still reported by the Pensacola News Journal. Hopefully we'll have hearing. There was a press conference taking place where I believe that Sheriff David Morgan, the sheriff in there, is talking about the escaped prisoners, but the community is just in outrage of going, you knew this. But you can go further back than that, because in talking about what took place, we're talking about what took place in the June the 10th of 2013, that we all knew it. Mm-hmm. God said very specifically. I was speaking about what was thrown up. Do you want to be able to take that? And so the in the context of it, that this is. But first, I want you to hear what was said beforehand, because. I had a specific prophecy, a still sealed prophecy, and it's only sealed because it wasn't received.
Right.
And I left it sealed because didn't know what to do with it. You know, you just do what you could do. And so I just took it back, and I have it in my hand today. And in the context of that, it all began to happen. You could hear the earlier programs in the context of that. But then on June, and you're fixing to hear County Commissioner, that segment for a very specific segment of me speaking, right. You know, times are coming.
Mm-hmm.
This was on June the 10th of 2013, less than 11 months ago. And I'm talking about what God's laying on my heart. And he's kind of showing me this is for the whole nation and for our community and for the Escambia County area. And I am praying that God would protect us in this. And he protected us from over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. I mean, think about that alone.
Yeah. Huge.
You couldn't even see the county. But listen first, I want you to hear this prophetic word delivered before the county commissioner on record, Doris Harris, the county clerk. You can talk to her. She was going back and forth saying, he's going to prophesy. It was the third or fourth time I specifically was invited to prophesy. I was invited by Commissioner Stephen Berry at the governor's, Governor Scott's signing of the Born Alive bill. And Pat was there with me, right. And I was there by invitation. The county administrator, George Tuart, was aware that the Lord does speak, and he's asked me at times, "Has God given you a dream?" And of course, Doris Harris, a Christian believer, loves the Lord, also was aware that was prophecy was going to come. Listen to the prophecy less than 11 months, June the 10th, 2012. Listen up.
Spirit, that there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
It's amazing that we're seeing right now, you know, these things happening. It's been escalating ever since I sat down with that sealed prophecy. We've been seeing an escalation of it. It's not normal to have, you know, be described with all these different ways. The highest crime area for the state of Florida, you know, all these different analogies that was used to describe the area. And it's like the enemy's just trying to attack the county. But we can stand up before God and say, you know what, God, we're sorry, forgive us. And in the future programs, we're going to be talking about, you know, the church has to deal with the race issue, because the church, we have to repent for the history of what's taking place in the church, because the most segregated part of America happens at 10 or 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And if we're one church, if we're one people, and we're supposed to love our brothers and love our sisters, we got a lot of repenting to do and acknowledgement to do what's taking place. And if God's going to move in Escambia County, in that region, in the Gulf Coast, in the glory zone, as we talk about it, is that we got to begin to say, dear God, help us get through this, because it's almost like an Azusa Street move where all of us are moving together as one people. And so listen up for a future broadcast on that. But also you're looking at, so this prophecy, that went forth on June the 10th, you're looking at it being fulfilled. I mean, think about it. Just this morning, I don't know if you're seeing pictures right now, but you're going to see pictures. I'm sure you're going to mark that of the, I believe it was the Pensacola News Journal showing up, and NorthEscambia.com. We thank NorthEscambia.com for the pictures of what took place in the Escambia County Jail, the explosion that took place. We're praying for the victims, for the correction officers. It's over 100, 150. I don't have it sitting in front of me. I wish I had it sitting in front of me.
Yeah, 150 approximately.
150. And now the reports are, according to the Pensacola News Journal, that now there's more deaths. Their headlines are there's more deaths, even as we're speaking. We're trying to bring you reports of, everybody's so,
can't make it
so
out.
Upset, the community's so upset that when they're trying to have a press conference, they wouldn't even let the sheriff talk. We just tried to find out what he said.
Yeah, they're too upset.
And they're too upset. But understand that this, the word is that there's going to be uprisings. If we don't repent, there's going to be uprisings. And specifically, part of that sealed prophecy was this day, this moment. And every human counts. We are not statistics. You are not a statistic. Your neighbor's not a statistic. You know, people that are a different race than you are not a statistic. We're human beings.
Yeah.
God cares about all of us. And we as the church, and we're talking about the church here, we as Christians, we have to be compassionate. And compassion has two aspects of it. We feel something in our heart about it, not pity. We feel like, my goodness, we feel this compassion, want to help somebody, and then we help them. And understand that if we do that, if my people who are called by my name, he says, humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways and understand. It's amazing to me. This is totally amazing to me that you hear of a mass crime, a huge crime. And then, and everybody's leaning forward as they're listening to the crime take place. And then all of a sudden they say one word. They say it was drug related. And all of a sudden everybody defaults like, oh, that's just some other shelf out there. First of all, there's more people addicted to prescription drugs than any other drug. And the church is part of that in America than somebody who has an, quote, illegal drug. But if you're addicted to it, it's illegal what you're doing, just to understand. Right. But God loves folks that are addicted to drugs. God loves folks who have problems, struggle with alcoholism. God loves people who are held captive by an economic stronghold that it had turned to mm-hmm. a way to be able to make money just happened to be, yours might be the stock market, theirs might be, you know, drugs. And it's like, it doesn't default. When one of your fellow citizens ends up dead and there happens to be drug involved, still one of your citizens are dead. What we want to do is, as Christians now, I'm talking about everybody else, as Christians, we want to have compassion. We want to say, you relate, you know, 80% of this deadly deaths, mayhem, and robberies is because of drugs. Let's just ignore that. That is our brothers and sisters and our fellow citizens who have this addiction or are held captive. We need to help them come out of that because they matter too. Mm. And not just the folks. I mean, everybody matters. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, you're hearing people, oh, they're getting empathy. They're getting, all of a sudden they go, oh, he had an aspirin on him. So it's just like a default. It's like, it was a home invasion. It was, people died. And it's like, everybody matters. And I think about this. I think about, you know, Jesus, that he cared about the man in chains. He committed all these crimes. He cut himself. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. And he was naked because he ripped all of his clothes off. He was chained up outside, not even in a prison. He was outside, way out there. And Jesus saw him, and he came running to Jesus, I guess as far as chains would get him, and falls at Jesus's feet. And he says, he began to worship Jesus. And so you had two things going on. You had a man who was held captive by the devil, who had tormented this man and tormented a community by the torment on this man. So it's two things. But the other thing that was going on was there was a man inside there.
Yeah.
There was a man created in the image and the likeness of God that God loved. And this man wanted to worship Jesus. And when he fell at the feet of Jesus, Jesus responded to him. He didn't say, oh, you're a drug crime. You know, oh, you're all these stats people do.
Mm-hmm.
He had compassion on him. He said, what's your name? And also that thing that had him said, man, I got 1,000 demons messing with my life.
Mm.
Great tragedies, you know, just kind of paraphrasing here. And all of a sudden Jesus delivered him. And the man that God loves got set free and said, I want to follow Jesus. Right now, we're trying to fix everything intellectually. We're trying to fix everything financially. But none of us, who's turning to God?
Yeah.
Who cares about the brokenhearted? Who cares about the lady? Remember the lady that was thrown out there naked at the feet of Jesus and said, listen, she's a prostitute. You know, look at her. She's committed a crime. And people just default that. They go, that's prostitution. Just write it off. No, it is one of our daughters in our community, one of our sons in our community that has been held captive, and they can be set free, just like this guy who had legion holding him down and Jesus set free. And they threw him, religious folks threw her at the feet of Jesus, and they said, look at her. The law says kill her. And you know what Jesus said? First of all, he called her daughter.
Mm.
Secondly, he talked to everybody that was around that was statistic-minded and carnally-minded. And said, you fool. No, he said, don't you understand? We are her.
Yeah. Right.
We are her. We are her.
Yeah.
And he says, he that is not like her, throw the first stone, right? He that's without sin, throw the first stone. And so they all left. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus forgave her. This is our role as a church. Our role as a church is to love folks. We speak truth to them, but we speak truth in love and let them know that God has a plan for your life. There is hope outside your program. There is hope outside your structure and outside the religion that persecutes you and the people who says, listen, we got to rise up. And just because you have some position of power, understand God's over you. And we have to acknowledge that. Herod didn't acknowledge that, and he fell. He fell within days when he didn't acknowledge it. And many have in history hadn't done that. But I think of this, that just like the sinkhole, suddenly you can be humbled in a moment's time. In a moment's time, you could be walking, and suddenly, what I say now, we just need to humble ourselves and pray and say, dear God, save our nation. As a matter of fact, save the womb of America, the first settlement of America, Pensacola. So we're talking about this tragedy that's taken place, the prophecy that was given on June the 10th of 2013. Less than 11 months later, all these things have taken place. In the context of it, and just reports, we just got reports based on the News Journal. What is the quote, John, that's coming from the Pensacola News Journal down there?
They are reporting, Pensacola News Journal says, about 9:42 is the update, a.m., Sheriff David Morgan said during a press conference this morning that there could be inmates who escaped or were buried in the rubble of the escape.
Hey, the word is inmate. I didn't understand the word inmate. Can you try that again? I couldn't hear it.
Yes. This is the quote from the the News Journal, Pensacola News Journal. Sheriff David Morgan said during a press conference that this morning that there could be inmates who escaped or were buried in the rubble of the Escambia County Jail following an explosion.
The roof fell in.
Oh, wow.
The roof
wow.
fell in on the explosion, after the explosion. And so there's missing prisoners, obviously, is what they're saying.
Right.
And understand, when you look at the whole thing, or you make sure you catch these entire programs that are back-to-back, see in the context of what's going on. One thing that I really want, hopefully, that we understand through this is that God is speaking because he loves us. He has a good plan for us, that he wants to prevent these things from taking place. And this is a tragedy that's happened to the womb of America, is reportedly, unquote, the first settlement of America, Pensacola. And and it's verbatim how things are unfolding in the context of that. And as the governor of Florida, Governor Rick Scott, came just yesterday and reported, as you heard on an earlier program, that Pensacola is the worst hit. And people are being evacuated like never before. They're never done before, which means they're being cut out of the roofs. The only thing I can remember being cut out of roofs on such a big scale would be Hurricane Katrina coming out of New Orleans, where people were.
That's right.
Which, by the way, just a little hint, put an axe in your attic.
That's a good idea.
Put an axe in your attic, because people go to their attic for protection out of water, not realizing the attic's going to fill with water.
Right.
And my brother-in-law, who's part of the building inspector's offices where he lives, during those hurricanes, he saw somebody who died in their attic, but they drowned. But the whole thing is that you're walking into a cubbyhole of captivity. But if you put an axe in your attic, when you get up there, you can hack through the decking and get your way out. So don't put an electric operating device to cut yourself out. That's not going to be there. Skill saw, that's not going to be able to do it. But if you have an axe, you can beat your way out of there to get some oxygen, some air, and possibly to get escape in the context of that. And when flooding takes place, understand snakes and feces and everything you can imagine is in that water. So some people, you know, get sick and die from the snake bites, the toxins in the water. And so you just got to get out of flood water. Flood water is very, very, very deadly and very dangerous. And keep Pensacola and Escambia County in your prayers. But what is God saying? What is God saying? As we already played in the earlier part, in the context of this, as the prophecy was given on June the 10th, it's unfolding. And now remember, if you go back and you can listen, that originally this jail was up under the sheriff, who was just speaking at a press conference. Now he's having to speak over a situation where he gave the jail up, and the commissioners down there took it, you know, reluctantly, but they had to take it because he said, if you're not going to give me, and he made the demands for the money that God told me, and I told the commissioners, and you can see that they're going to make demands for money from you and ask you to pull money out of thin air. And they said, we're not going to put any more tax burden on the citizens of Escambia County. And so they couldn't do it. They just had to take this on. So they're doing their best to take what this particular sheriff said, fine. And now we have, he's reporting at Pensacola News Journal, right, that there's possibly prisoners and others, you know, buried under the rubble of a fallen ceiling that has fallen down, an explosion that took place reportedly of a gas leak in this 24-hour disaster that has hit, where rainfall fell, with 4 months worth of rainfall fell in 48 hours, reported by Christian Garman, WERTV3 makes that statement. And it's like, we have to pay attention. You know, what is God saying in this? And this is what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I speak. I am involved in the affairs of your life. That if you will listen to me, if you will put ear to me, if you will begin to abide with me, and if you haven't yet began to abide with the Lord, you might even have a clue what that is. We have a clue for you. We have a plan for you. And it is at iabide.org. iabide.org. Understand that this is what Jesus said. He said, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. So we have to abide with him. And a lot of people want to do that, but they just don't know how to do it. They buy all kinds of books and this kind of, we got a simple plan for you. People want to do it. They just need a simple plan to be able to do that. And you can get that plan free. Just request it at iabide.org. Listen, imagine this. If you believe God and you go, you know what? I'm going to get that plan. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to listen to everything. I'm not going to criticize anything. And I'm going to say, God, I'm going to meet with you. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to meet with you. Because this is what he says. He says, if you meet with me, I'll meet with you. If you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Understand, that's a promise. That is a covenant God has made with mankind. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And that is powerful. So right now, of all the things you need to do, you need to quit watching all the negative aspect of the news and realize God is over all this. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. We have reporters who are saying things that work for secular type media who are just basically mouths for the corporate world, trying to do things so they get more advertising dollar, that are making statements such as this: I'm tired of speaking empty words. And they're leaving secular media going, listen, I want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I maybe you are one of those reporters right now. Let me tell you something. I believe things are shifting. What I'm seeing in my spirit, and I've said this, that I see reporters out reporting about the glory of God, healings and positive things and blessed businesses, not just tragedies, understanding, you know, walking through imagine this. You want to do something powerful for the Lord with your gift of reporting? Listen to this. You're walking, you have a mic, you're on live camera, you're being broadcasted over television. Could be WHBR on the Gulf Coast. And which we're on every day, down there, 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, every single day, and you are standing in a grocery store aisle, maybe in the produce aisle, and you have a mic, and you know what you're saying, Mrs. Jones, tell us what happened. Well, I was sitting here, and I was looking for some produce, but when I was looking for produce, I had this man over here. He came to me, and he saw me limping, and he asked me, he said, "What's going on?" And in the context of that, I told him what was going on, and he said, could he pray for me that God loved me and God had a plan for my life and he wanted to heal me? I'm like, yes. And he prayed for me, and I'm healed. And all of a sudden, you can see her jumping around. Imagine your stories being about God, because you're going to stand before the throne of God, and he's going to ask you this: what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with what I gave you? And it's time for all the prostituted journalists who are being prostituted by corporate world to take your gift back and say, you know what? This is free America. You know, I am a reporter for God. And understand, if you follow God, money will follow you. But if you keep following money, you're going to leave God behind. We're talking about prophecy that was delivered on June the 10th and other prophecies that were delivered prior to that. And we actually have it recorded for you. You can see it happening and then see what took place, because the tragedy that took place in 48 hours. And Pensacola, according to Governor Rick Scott, the Pensacola, the womb reportedly of Pensacola, the first settlement of America, the womb of the world, actually, the womb of America reportedly, and also the first settlement of America, and also the first land. Just recently, Daphne Richburg was watching God TV, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, she just suddenly heard them talking about how, you know, reportedly, according to what was broadcast on God TV, that Pensacola was the first land, that the first Jew that came to this land came to Pensacola.
Wow.
And that's very significant in the context of God and what God is doing, because it was four blood moons that brought that Jew to the land, because there was King Ferdinand, right?
Of Spain.
Spain was throwing, if you didn't convert as a Jew, and we talked about the four blood moons, you can find out more about them. But what happened was King Ferdinand said, if you don't convert to Catholicism, then we're going to throw you out of Spain and we're going to take all your belongings. Mm. Exactly what's taking place reportedly, and you can find out more about that on The Torch, in the Ukraine. It's what Russia is starting to do is they're coming into the Ukraine. They're asking all the Jews to register all their belongings if you're 16 years old or older. And it's amazing how history repeats itself. The difference is today, you know, Hitler had pencil and paper and, you know, bifocals, bad glasses for his crew. But now they have databases and chips and barcodes and all that stuff. And so we have to understand that it doesn't take as long as it took for what took place, because over 6 million Jews were murdered in those camps during that short term. Plus Christians and people that they didn't want. Broken folks like we are, you know, that we need a savior. And so we need to really pay close attention to that. God is doing something. And we just saw this tragedy come and hit Pensacola. You know, Governor Rick Scott, like I said it was, this is the worst where it hit.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Garman of WEER-TV3, a meteorologist, said that that 4 months worth of rain fell in 48 hours. That would be 30 inches of rain, because it takes normally by this time, or potentially it's 50 inches of rain that's fallen since January now.
Mm-hmm.
He said normally by this time of the year, there's only 20 inches that have fallen. And I don't know what the actual inches that have fell, but so much have fell that it is of hurricane proportions, hurricane surge proportions that have taken place in the area. And you can see some of the footage in the video. As a matter of fact, can you have the video of the scenic highway area that was washed out? You got to see this, because on June the 10th, this was prophesied about. And you're seeing it right here.
Wow.
This is compliments of the source of it is WEER-TV3. Also, Facebook is the source of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to be able to see this. You can find out more about it at WEER-TV3 or on Facebook. But this is a major highway, a scenic highway that is literally just washed out. 48 hours. Think about how your city can change in 48 hours. We talk about the floods with 40 days. Also, there is another, we're going to talk about this in a moment, but a word that was given that we had seen earlier, you probably want to play that. This is me speaking on June the 10th of 2013, speaking to the leaders, the governmental leaders of Escambia County that God had laid on my heart. And you can find out more details about on earlier programs. But I want you to hear the prophecy that was delivered on June the 10th because of the things that are taking place and the things that we're going to be talking about. Listen up.
That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen. And it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you. That God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
There it is. That was the word that was delivered on June the 10th, 2012. And so we're seeing those things take place. And we've seen some pretty, several times when God was, and it's other people that are also hearing from the Lord too, but several times when we delivered, when I delivered a word, I was bracing myself, not realizing that this is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
You know, remember that actor, Fred Sanford. He was like, this is a big one. This is the big one.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you're like, Elizabeth, this is the big one. And I met several times, because I'm telling you, we're about to see times that test men's souls. And your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. That's how it's expressed. What you think is going to be challenged, what you want is going to be challenged, and what you feel is going to be challenged. That's what times that test men's souls. And so understand, you have to prepare yourself now for what is happening and what's going to happen. There ain't no system. There ain't no financial thing. There's no governmental thing. You got to prepare yourself. And one way you can prepare yourself is begin to listen to VFN TV and Data Radio Program, because we are seeking, a whole purpose is to be able to empower you to be able to hear from the voice of the Lord, so you yourself can hear and be prepared. We have prudent preparation talking about, if you would have been a part and listened to prudent preparation, you would have already been prepared.
Yeah.
If you're one of the, so many people were stranded during this particular sudden, quote, biblical proportion, unquote, storm, quoted by the Talk 1620 AM radio or something down in that particular area. They're broadcasting what's happening in the Pensacola area and Escambia County. And in the context of that if you would have prepared, you would have been totally prepared. And we talk about being prepared. It's so important, because this is just the beginning of difficult times. These are going to be seasons that test our soul, you know, what we think and what we want and what we feel. And understand, if you haven't even been paying attention right now, you don't even know what your soul wants. And so you don't want to find out when you're flooded out that you're not right, that you don't have the peace to be able to make it through that you didn't prepare for what was ahead. And you can go to VFNTV.com and go to the store there, or go on the Torch. I think we even have it on the Torch for free for you, but it's called Prudent Preparation.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. And yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.